Hey, this is personal and self-serving, but I warned you in the title of the podcast, so if you're still listening, thank you. And if you don't want to listen to all 6 minutes of this, here's the gist. You don't owe me anything. I don't need you to support me. But I do want you to know that in order for me to get paid by the brands who advertise on the podcast, you have to actually play the ads because they know if you skip them or not. Look, you can play through the ads at 1.5 speed, and that works. You could do something else during that minute that they're playing. You just have to let the ad play through for it to count. A lot of people don't know that. So if you feel so inclined, listen to the ads, and I do appreciate that. One other self-serving point. I'm horrible at asking people to share our podcast with others, so I'm asking now. Like the Calm Parenting Podcast, review it. That really helps. Share it with others. Subscribe to the Calm Parenting Podcast on your favorite platform so it automatically loads when there are new episodes. Look, I don't want to be famous. I'm too old and wise to know the pitfalls of fame. The one thing I do want and have asked for is I want influence because I think our message changes families. And I encourage you, come join us on our Facebook page because I'm pretty active there answering questions. And I know social media can be contentious and negative, but I hope that you find our Facebook page as a place to feel understood and supported, right? And I also make 45-second videos on our Calm Parenting Podcast Instagram page, right? And if you look, you'll find the most unflattering screenshots of my face in mid-sentence possible. So that's kind of fun. Look, you don't owe me anything. I'm an avid listener of podcasts myself, and I get irritated when hosts say, "Your support helps me keep this podcast going." That's BS. Recording and distributing this podcast costs me about $30 per month. The main investment is time and energy, but I love doing this. So here's the deal with the podcast. I recorded about 250 podcasts over many, many, many years before any advertisers ever approached us. So this just happened in the past year, and here's how it works. There are two types of ads. One is a generically placed ad that isn't read by me. You'll just randomly hear ads pop up for companies like USAA, which I love because I'm actually a user. But also, there's weird ones. Like today, I heard one for Tic Tac Breath Mints. And so I don't have any control over those. They just kind of pop up during the podcast. And if you listen to them, they pay me a little bit of money. I appreciate it. Then there are the host-read ads, the ones that I read. A company will reach out to me and say, "Hey, we'd like to advertise on your podcast." And I reject about 98% of those brands that approach us because I don't like their product or it just isn't a good fit. So here's an upcoming advertiser I'm excited about. I did want to share this. I've been drinking AG1 every morning for a couple years. So I actually really love this brand. It's the one brand I've really wanted because it's part of my daily routine and I can do ads for them in my sleep. So a couple weeks ago, they reached out by email. I replied back with a picture of my AG1 bottle and said, "I don't need talking points or samples. I love your product." So for host-read ads like HelloFresh and AG1, I write my own ad. I use some of their talking points, but it's my ad. And these are placed in the podcast. And every time you listen or play these all the way through, it counts toward payment. And I would also remind you, if you actually order from these brands, use the specific URL, right? Like drinkag1.com/calm, because then they know that order came through our podcast and they'll be more likely to keep advertising through us. That just helps me. This campaign starts on my birthday on March 1st, so I'm kind of pumped about that one. One other quick one that's funny. I met Casey yesterday for lunch and I mentioned Whole Life Pet to him because they're a new sponsor. And he said, "Dad, our cat won't stop bugging us about those Whole Life treats. He knows where we keep them and he'll lead us toward that room several times a day. He's actually annoying." So he said that in a sweet way. But it just shows it's kind of fun because our pets actually like their brand. So look, I never want people to do anything out of obligation or guilt. If you want to listen to the ads, I appreciate it, and it's awesome, and it does help us a little bit. But I'm perfectly happy that a struggling mom or dad can listen to hundreds of free podcasts and feel heard and have practical tools to change their family. I think that's awesome. I'm even more happy when the family orders our programs. "Well, is that because you're greedy?" No, it's because I know when people make that decision to invest in the programs, something changes. They work harder at changing themselves. Families change more quickly. So I hope that makes sense. If you ever need financial help, just ask for it. I'm older now. We're grown adults. We know how life works. We'll always require people to make some kind of investment because we're making an investment in this, right, of our time and expertise. And I want you to make an investment because you just tend to value things a little bit and take them more seriously when you do that. But we help literally everyone. So look, thank you for listening. Thank you for being so kind and supportive. I have the greatest job in the world, and I do appreciate you. If you ever need anything, email Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, at celebratecalm.com, and we'll help you out. Okay, love you all. I kept this to 5.5 minutes. Not bad. Okay, talk to you soon on a real podcast, and thanks for indulging me. Bye-bye.